You mentioned the issue of checkpoint inhibitors in MSS stable tumors, and I know there have been a variety of attempts. I think there was one where there was a MEK inhibitor combined with it. Anything promising or exciting there?
Right. So there was certainly some encouraging data with the MEK combined with a PD-L1 inhibitor. So that cobimetinib atezolizumab data. There's a randomized study that has been completed looking at that combination versus a standard of care regorafenib in kind of a late line setting for colon cancer. So we'll await those results to see if that is going to hold up. But I'd say that that enthusiasm has moved into many other studies. So I think there's probably at least a half dozen studies now ongoing looking at various mechanisms of combining checkpoint inhibitors with MAP kinase inhibitors as well. So that's probably the one that we have the most initial data and enthusiasm on for those combinations.